Two people claim to know everything about something, but only one knows anything. President Roosevelt wore an anti-gravity belt. Dinosaurs had two brains. Lucky kids live on Mars and go to school in flying cars. Or at least they will one day. Believe me, I'm a historian. An astronaut or drive a DeLorean. Would I lie? It's hard to say.
Hands on fire.
Hands on fire, one's a liar. The other is telling the truth.
Hands on fire.
Hands on fire, it's down to the wire. Can you figure out?
And to hear more about it, here is our host, Deborah Goldstein.
Welcome to Pants on Fire, the game show where kids choose between the triple crown of truth and the Trojan horse of lies. I'm your host, Deborah Goldstein, and over here, this is our robot, Lisa, which stands for Live in Studio Audience.
Deborah, can you keep it down? I'm meditating. I'm trying to get in touch with my essential nature.
Okay, but isn't your essential nature to provide sound effects, Lisa?
I'm so much more than that, Deborah.
You are. I know you are. But right now, we really need you to tap into the part of you that tells everyone how our game works.
Oh, well, it's nice to be needed.
Every week, we bring on two grown-ups. One is an expert. The other, boy, they're a liar. Mm. And it's the job of a human child to help us figure out who is who. Because no one can spot a liar better than a kid or a cheetah. I think they're spotted. Are they spotted? I don't remember. What are we lying about today, Deborah?
We are lying about horses. Large, solid, hooved, plant-eating animals domesticated since prehistoric times and used for carrying, riding, and for racing. Lisa, do you know anything about horses?
I am terrified of horses, Deborah.
Oh, no. Why are you terrified of horses?
They keep trying to ride me, and it hurts.
Oh, no. Well, we can't have that. So maybe we need to distract you from that and meet our contestant.
Okay. All right, hopefully she's not a horse. Oh, no. Today's human child contestant is from Island Park, New York. Meet an 11-year-old who loves to read and dance and go to the beach, Nikki Kane.
Hey, Nikki.
Hello.
How are you today?
Pretty good.
You look pretty good. You look happy to be here. Are you happy to be here?
I'm very happy to be here.
Are you happy to be here?
Yes.
Okay. I think she's really happy.
I think so. We're both happy you're here.
We're so happy.
Right, Lisa?
Yeah. She's not a horse.
No, you're not a horse.
No,
I'm not a horse.
I thought maybe this week there'd be a horse on the show.
No, but what kind of things do you enjoy doing in your free time, Nikki?
Well, like Lisa said, I like to read and sing and dance.
Read and sing and dance. Are there certain kinds of things you like to sing?
Well, my favorite music is pop. My favorite books is the series The Land of Stories. And my favorite style of dance is probably either musical theater or lyrical.
Wow, those are some nice forms of dance and books. I hadn't heard of those books before. Have you read those books, Lisa?
I wrote those books.
Lisa wrote those books, apparently.
Yeah, I wrote those. In my spirit. I do a lot of things, Deborah. I'm not just your boy toy. I do a lot of things, Deborah. Okay?
You sure do.
Yeah.
Okay, great. Okay, well, those were some fun, true facts about you, Nikki. I'd like to review some other truths about you. Get us into this whole game of separating truth from lie, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. It's also true that you can do a handstand underwater. Is that true?
Ooh. Yes.
How do you keep the water from going up your nose?
Well, when I was little, I had a problem. Well, it wasn't really a problem. I just couldn't breathe underwater.
That is a problem.
So a lot of people have that.
My swimming instructor basically told me to hum underwater.
Oh.
And then when I stop, I just breathe outward. And that's basically all I do.
Wow, that's great advice.
Her swimming instructor has since drowned.
No, that's not true.
Yeah, that's,
that is a lie.
I actually haven't seen him in like 5 years. I don't know what
happened. Don't hum underwater, guys. That's a common misconception.
That's terrible. Oh my gosh. So let's put some of your detecting to the test a little bit. What if Lisa told you a fact? Do you think you would be able to tell if Lisa is telling the truth or telling a lie?
I'm going to say yes, but it might depend on the question.
That is a good point. So, Lisa, let's give Nikki a fact, and she's going to tell us if you are a liar, pants on fire, okay?
Okay. Here's a fact. Horses are out to get me.
kind of think that's true.
Wow.
She was right, Deborah. It's true. They're out to get me.
I hope that that is not the truth, but let's just assume that Lisa believes that that is the truth.
So I have the hoof prints to prove it.
Okay.
Well, if you have the hoof prints, does that mean you're a horse?
Oh, great question, Nikki.
I have to go.
Okay. Our first expert for AC is Mason Tozer. Could you kindly introduce yourself to Nikki?
Hi, I'm Mason Tozer. I breed and train horses and I compete. And I was also part of the Olympic dressage team in 2016 where we won a bronze medal.
Thank you so much, Mason. Let's meet our second expert, Abigail Wellhouse. Will you please introduce yourself to Nikki?
Sure. Hi, Nikki. I'm Abigail Wellhouse and I am a certified therapeutic horseback riding instructor at Gallop NYC, which is a New York City-based nonprofit that uses therapeutic horsemanship to help riders walk, talk, and learn.
Nikki, do you know anything about horses?
I know they're at Belmont Stakes.
Lady Mutata by a length and a half. Little Miss Macho is in second. After that comes My Wife Knows Everything in third.
Well, we're rooting for you today, Nikki. We're going to see if your strategy and your knowledge helps you or if you back the wrong horse.
Drumming like a top.
There is Lisa's sizzling sound effect.
Oh, yeah, that's correct, Deborah, and any horses listening. That sizzling sound effect is because my metal skin is super hot, and if you touch me a horse, you're going to get burned, baby.
Also, it's hot seat time.
Oh, also, it's hot seat time. Okay, let's do hot seat. I wasn't just, I'm not terrified of horses. I'm just so scared of horses, Deborah.
Well, we'll focus on the hot seat right now.
Okay.
Right? Because that's the time when our experts are chomping at the bit to sit on that hot seat and answer Nikki's questions so she can identify the liar. Lisa, which expert should we put on the hot seat first?
The Abigail one. Yeah.
Very good. Okay, Nikki, do you have a question to start us off for Abigail?
I think I do. Abigail, does your love of horses run in your family or did you just kind of come to it?
I would say it's my own thing. I do have some farmers in my family. My grandfather and my grandmother were dairy farmers for a long time. And so there
You can milk horses?
That's a new theory.
Yeah, they definitely had dairy cows. No one in my family rides other than me, but I started when I was a kid and I really love it.
Mason, does your love of horses run in your family or is that just your own thing?
So I was born in Orangevale, California, which is kind of central California, and there's a lot of farms and a lot of barns around there. And my dad raised horses, and I mean, I started riding when I was about five. So it's very much in the family. And I mean, you know, my dad, he still is around them. He doesn't really breed them anymore, but it's been something that I've loved for my whole life, basically.
Abigail, are horses colorblind?
That's a really good question. Horses see colors differently than we do, but they are not totally colorblind, as far as I know.
Okay. If a horse lies down, will it die?
No, it will not. Lying down is normal for horses. When they sleep, they sometimes lie down and they sometimes sleep standing up, but lying down does not mean a horse is going to die.
Well, I didn't know that, so thank you.
You're welcome.
Mason, can a horse give birth to twins?
A horse can give birth to twins, in fact. I've seen it.
You've seen it?
Yeah.
Wow.
That's how they won the bronze medal.
Okay, well, Abigail, do you agree or disagree with Mason? Can a horse give birth to twins?
Well, a horse can give birth to twins, but it can be very dangerous because there's not quite enough room often for both of the babies to be healthy. So it's not always good news if a horse is going to have twins, but in very rare cases, it can sometimes happen.
All right. Lisa, you might get scared of this one.
Oh, thank you for the warning.
But Mason, can a horse bite off your finger?
Oh, I'll answer that. They can and they will. That is what they are doing at all times. They're training to bite your fingers.
Do you have all your fingers, Lisa?
I have no fingers anymore, Deborah.
No, not due to horses.
Oh, no, totally unrelated.
Okay, Mason.
technically they may be able to, but I've never ever heard of that happening. It's extremely rare. They don't really have incisors or sharp teeth. They have a few in the front, but they're vegetarians, so they just eat plants and they really can't, you know, rip your finger off.
Oh, they will. They're robotarians.
But be careful, because they do nip you if you know, put your hand in their mouth when they don't want you to.
I'm not gonna do that.
Good for you.
Ooh, okay. I have a question for both Mason and Abigail. Is a horse a domestic animal?
Horses have been domesticated for thousands of years. They don't know exactly when it started, but around 4,000 years ago, it was pretty widespread, so...
Okay.
Yes. But there, you know, nobody lets a horse into their living room. It's, you know,
yeah,
barns and stables mainly.
My answer is also yes, but I want to add that sometimes for therapy horses, they can be allowed in houses, and especially mini horses. Sometimes they can be seeing eye horses, and they can even wear little sneakers.
Aww. Really?
Really.
Wait, there are horses that wear sneakers?
Mm-hmm, because it makes it so they are less likely to slip on a floor inside.
I might be okay with a sneaker-wearing horse, Deborah.
Oh, it's very unusual, but sometimes the therapy horses, not at the program where I teach, but I've heard of it before.
Interesting. Mason, do you believe that horses help children to learn control or help them in other ways? If so, how?
How old are these children?
Maybe like 5 to 11, maybe.
Absolutely, yeah. As long as you're with the right trainer or coach, your horse is your friend, and you have to really pay attention to him or her. And if you don't make it clear, then they're going to take you where they want to take you. So no, it's extremely helpful for discipline and focus and control. And
did you ever fall off a horse, Mason?
I have, yeah. Thankfully, it was when I was around 11. But
oh,
it was.
Oh, God, that's my age.
Don't get on a horse.
Be careful. No, I mean, you have to be careful, but it's not, you know, you're always wearing a helmet and you're always wearing padding. And it wasn't something, you know, it was my fault, honestly. So it wasn't something that I was upset at my horse for, but it hurt. Yeah, I mean, you know, you're falling off a horse. It happens, but you have to have the respect. It has to be mutual respect between you and your horse. So if you get back up after the horse has thrown you or you've dropped, you know, it shows that you're committed to that relationship, because they're smart. They're extremely smart creatures.
It's time to raise the Belmont stakes, as it were. It's Shorts on Fire, when our experts have to answer as many questions as they can before time runs out. Nikki, let's start with Mason. You're going to ask your Shorts on Fire questions now.
Name a dressage movement.
There's a gallop, leap, side sally.
Okay. Name an Olympic medal winner in dressage.
Mason Tozer and Casey Percy Glass, my partner.
What is it called when the horse must take even steps backwards?
It's called canting.
How many judges are in a top-level competition?
It depends, but in the Olympic competition, it's 7. That's usually the standard. Sometimes it can be 9.
Name a breed of horse used for dressage.
Well, there's a lot of Danish warm bloods. Specifically, there's a Wellington.
What are the special pants called that riders wear?
They're called khaki cares, because they rip a lot.
What pace is faster than a trot but slower than a gallop?
It is generally a canter.
What is the name of your favorite horse?
Doublet.
That's our time. We're all out of time. Where did it go? Oh, it went. We were playing the game. That's where it
went. That's right. Lisa, now restart your timer.
Okay.
Great. Okay, Nikki, ask Abigail your Shorts on Fire questions now.
What do you call a female horse?
A mare.
When was therapeutic horsemanship first practiced?
I don't know. That's a good question.
Do you always need a helmet to ride a horse?
I would say yes. Some people don't, but I think it's a very important safety measure.
True or false, horses' teeth never stop growing?
True. They have to have them, it's called floated, by the veterinarian to keep them from growing too long.
How much does the average horse weigh?
I'm not sure. We don't wear horses all that often.
Interesting. Does a horse whisperer actually whisper to the horse?
Well, I mean, a horse whisperer could whisper. Usually we say more a horse trainer than a whisperer.
Okay.
And it's usually more about body language than what they're saying to the horse.
Do horses sneeze?
I believe I have heard a horse sneeze, but it's more likely that they cough or they make a sound.
Bless you. Oh, man, that's help. I can't believe we're done with it.
Alrighty, hold your horses, everyone. It's decision time. Now our contestant Nikki must consider everything she's heard here today and tell us who the liar, liar, pants on fire is. Nikki, are you ready to tell us who you think the liar is?
Sure.
It was tough, was it?
I believe that the liar is Abigail.
Oh, I see. Why do you think Abigail is the liar?
Part of me felt that because of the few questions when I asked her she didn't know all the answers to.
Does that mean that an expert always has all of the answers?
Mm. Well, not necessarily. Mason, I was first gonna say, and then I thought a little harder, and then I thought Abigail.
All right, will the actual real expert please reveal yourself?
Hi, it's Abigail.
So sorry, that is correct though. Abigail Wellhouse is a PATH International Certified Therapeutic Riding Instructor at Gallup NYC, a New York City-based nonprofit that uses therapeutic horsemanship to help riders walk, talk, and learn to live as independently as possible. It is true. Oh, but that was difficult, right, Nikki?
That was very hard.
They both did a great job. Let's do some fact-checking, shall we? Abigail, we have to know if there was anything that our liar said that you need to correct for our listeners. We need your horse sense.
Well, there were definitely a few dressage terms that were totally made up.
Yes.
I was especially entertained by the riding pants being called khaki cares because they rip. They're actually called breeches, but I thought that was very funny.
Glad you like that.
Wait, they're called
breeches.
I've heard that one.
Yes. No, rats.
I like khaki cares. That might be a new branding idea. But they're called breeches.
You heard it here first. Were there other lies that you caught, Abigail?
A lot of the personal experiences were off to me. Like, for example, you would not be a professional rider if you last fell off when you were 11. It's much more common to fall off a horse, especially at high levels.
Good point. Mm. That's a great point. How about you, Mason? Were there some lies you'd like to share with us so that we know what the truth is?
Sure. I'm pretty sure Wellington has never been a breed of horse. That came out of nowhere. And
sounded
there,
good.
A lot of things that I said were totally made up. I can't remember all of them.
Deborah, this guy seems kind of like a liar.
That's sort of the point.
Yeah. Sorry, Nikki. Sorry, Abigail.
Like Abigail,
you're a very good liar.
Thank you so much to our experts for joining us today and teaching us a few things about horses. Nikki, you were a fantastic contestant.
Thank
that was
you.
Really tough. And thank you, as always, to Lisa for horsing around with us. And to all of you listening, we hope you keep tuning in to Pants on Fire, where we lead a horse to water and tell that horse not to drink the lies.
Pants on Fire is a production of Gen Z Media. For more great shows and to learn how to participate as an expert or a contestant, visit bestrobotever.com. And while you're there, buy my original can of horse go away to keep all those horses from riding you.